All of history is really his story, whose? The Lord Jesus Christ. We see this in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation. The horrors and judgments of the tribulation have rocked and wrecked the world. Now the final woes have come, and the King of Kings prepares to take his rightful place as the ruler of the earth. Look at the woe in verse 14. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe comes quickly. In the 10th chapter of Revelation, John saw the mighty angel stand on the sea and soil and swear that there should be no more delay. Chapters 12 to 22 of Revelation are but a further explanation of Revelation 11, 13 to 18. Look at the anticipation of the kingdom in verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever. When the devil took Jesus to the top of a great mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and their glory, he said, This is mine. Worship me, and I'll give it to you. Did he really possess it? He did. If he didn't, it wouldn't have been. It couldn't have been a temptation to Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us that he's the God of this world. Today, God looks down from heaven. What does he see? A kingdom here, a kingdom there, and it's a kingdom of death, disease, despair, degradation, and degeneration. The whole world's a place where people sin, get sick, suffer, and die. It breaks God's heart. But it won't be like this forever. The devil won't reign forever. The grave won't open its arms to receive the bodies of the believers forever. The cheeks of God's people won't be stained by the tears of remorse or repentance forever. There's coming a day when there'll be no more Satan, no more sin, no more sickness, and no more suffering. Why? Verse 15 answers, The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord, and he'll reign forever and ever. Now listen to the acclaim in verses 16 and 17. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. The announcement that the kingdoms of this world have been taken over by Christ and are become his kingdoms has a profound effect in heaven. How long have they been waiting for this moment? So we see the 24 elders, those who represent God's resurrected, immortalized, raptured, transfigured saints in heaven, throwing themselves down and thanking God. There was a Congress of Religion in the United States many years ago. A representative of all the world's religions was to speak. Dr. Lorimer prayed that the man who represented Christ would do well, and for him he prayed. The Buddhist was charming, but he blasphemed God. Dr. Lorimer couldn't stand it. He wanted to pull him down, but he didn't. the man who was to speak for Christ arose. Just as he started, a gust of wind carried his sermon away. He stuttered and sat down. Dr. Lorimer bowed his head and wept. Suddenly, a chorus of 500 men in the balcony started to sing, "Jesus shall reign where'er the sun does his successive journeys run." Then those in the galleries, on the floors, and the platform joined in. People wept for joy, and presently Dr. Lorimer saw the Buddhist reach for his turban and run from the hall. Yes, Jesus shall reign. But look at the anger in verse 18. "And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldst give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldst destroy them which destroy the earth." That which causes rejoicing among the saved causes remorse among the unsaved. There's a claim in heaven and the anger on earth, and the two have nothing in common. When a man dies, that's not the end. He has someone to face, the judge at the judgment. The unsaved will be called upon to give an account for every sin. There will be the rebuke and the retribution. What of the saved? There'll be no judgment for them. They'll never appear at the great white throne judgment, but they'll appear at the reward seat to be rewarded. The verse states that thou shouldst give reward to thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great. Think of the prophets. Think of Elijah in the wilderness, Jeremiah in the dungeon, Daniel in the lion's den. Then there were the saints, Paul, who was stoned, Peter, who was crucified, James, who was slain. These are the greats. But our text says, small and great. And who are mentioned first? The small. That's you and me. Oh, I'm going to work hard and get a reward and thus honor my Lord. I don't want him to have to say to me, "Michael Guido, I wanted to reward you. I had a crown for you, but you weren't true to me. Step aside while I give the crown, your crown, to another person." Now, let's look at the Ark of his covenant, verse 19. "And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in this temple the Ark of his testament. And there were lightnings, and voices, and thunderings, and an earthquake, and great hail." Though the earthly temple may be desecrated by the beast on earth, the temple in heaven is dignified by God in heaven. The ark was made of wood and covered with gold. In this double construction we see Christ. He was and is man. He was and is God. To approach the ark, a lamb had to be slain. To approach God, one must come only through the slain Son of God. It is Jesus who says, "I am the way." Nadab and Abihu dared to approach God in their way, not God's way. Fire destroyed them. And in verse 19, we see the very same thing. God will judge sin. So here we see the security of his children, but the suffering of the unsaved. Judgment is coming to all who dared to live, who dared to worship, and who dared to die without Jesus. Won't you turn your life over to Jesus now and live for him, love him, worship him, and work for him? It is either Jesus or the judgment, heaven or hell. It's your move. Make it now.